Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, September 8th, 2020 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. So we made it through Labor Day despite the flash forest fires, despite the coronavirus warnings, because apparently it only comes out on, let's see, after midnight when people are out enjoying themselves and trying to stave off boredom and suicide, not to trivialize that, and all kinds of other crazy nonsense. But it also comes out when people are vacationing at the end of summer, apparently. And every time that, you know, we've seen, I talked about, for example, the warnings in advance of gatherings like Sturgis. Be careful. Coronavirus is coming out again. It's about to rear its ugly head. COVID-19, that is. So never mind the fact that it's not a thing, but I think the reason that we're seeing the propaganda, the campaigns being waged in such a virulent fashion, is in accord with Hayek's Road to Serfdom, Chapter 11, The End of Truth, Totalitarian Propaganda. And what I mean by that is, you know, it's obvious. It's obvious if you are taking any sort of critical look at the information that is put out, that there is something seriously wrong with this narrative. And I feel like the counter information, or the counter propaganda, if you will. I mean, the CDC didn't have to publish information telling us that this thing is not lethal. And way back in, what was it, April, when news broke that Italy had already adjusted its death rate down by 88%. And we were saying back then, well, this is probably going to happen here because it's happening everywhere. It stands to reason because the same protocols are being followed. And therefore, if you're going to be honest about the numbers, you're going to have to go back and adjust. And what's really bizarre is that, again, I mean, if you go back to that, what was it, a 2018 article, I want to say, the article you can find over at Health Impact News, for example, it's in a few places, but did a military experimental vaccine in 1918 kill 50 to 100 million people blamed as Spanish flu? Kevin Berry's article. It's the same sort of MO. And Kevin Berry went back and looked at information published on government websites, essentially government documents, if you will, and including one study with Anthony Fauci's name on it. Predominant role of bacterial pneumonia as cause of death in pandemic influenza, implications for pandemic influenza preparedness. That was published, what was it, back in 2008, I want to say. Anthony Fauci's name, David M. Morins, Jeffrey K. Taubenberger, and Anthony S. Fauci. So, you know, conclusions, the majority of deaths in the 1918-1919 influenza pandemic likely resulted directly from secondary bacterial pneumonia caused by common upper respiratory tract bacteria. Less substantial data from the subsequent 1957 and 68 pandemics are consistent with these findings. If severe pandemic influenza is largely a problem of viral bacterial co-pathogenesis, pandemic planning needs to go beyond addressing the viral cause alone. Example, influenza vaccines, antiviral drugs, prevention, diagnosis, prophylaxis, and treatment of secondary bacterial pneumonia, as well as stockpiling antibiotics and bacterial vaccines, should also be high priorities for pandemic planning. So we've talked about, you know, some of the other things, you know, the you know, navigating the uncharted, for example, some of the other things that Anthony Fauci's name has been on, attached to, you know, navigating the uncharted, the infamous article from March 26th of this year, just a few days after the Imperial College London model was published and the world was told to be afraid, be very afraid. And the findings of the COVID-19 Navigating the Uncharted paper, which was co-authored by Anthony S. Fauci, H. Clifford Lane, and Robert Redfield, their findings were that if one assumes, this is a quote from the paper again, you know, every time I look at this paper, I think of this quote. If one assumes that the number of asymptomatic or minimally symptomatic cases is several times high as the number of reported cases, the case fatality rate may be considerably less than 1%. We've seen this bear out. What did they write? This suggests that the overall clinical consequences of COVID-19 may ultimately be more akin to those of a severe seasonal influenza rather than a disease similar to SARS or MERS. And so we've seen this. Here's another one of these, you know, and so you look back and you see that it's just a curious thing. These guys have studied this stuff for a long time. And particularly in the post 9/11 era, when we've heard from everyone from the Project for a New American Century to Bill Gates himself, that, you know, bioterrorism might be a thing and somebody might try to target specific genotypes as a, you know, using these kinds of things as a politically useful tool. It's a very inexpensive way to do something. It's an invisible enemy, which allows you to do all kinds of things. You can kill lots of people, potentially, maybe secondarily, as Fauci points out in and co-authors in this paper, you know, predominant role of bacterial pneumonia as cause of death in pandemic influenza. And what have we seen now? You know, comorbidities. Even the CDC admits it. But I think it's interesting. You have all of this information floating around. And the CDC didn't have to tell us that, what was it, just over 9,000 people out of 150, however many thousand people, were, you know, those deaths were directly attributable to COVID-19, despite the fact that we're told the contrary. I think it's just to drive home this concept of totalitarian propaganda. It's perhaps, you know, maybe a combination of that as well as to keep people utterly disoriented, the Alice in Wonderland applied power of confusion kind of thing. We have this information out here, but then we're hearing this narrative. But even the CDC says that, you know, it's a fraction. It's not even 10% of that number. So what's really going on here? And in Hayek's Road to Serfdom, The End of Truth, you know, as I've mentioned before, he talks about the difference between ordinary run-of-the-mill propaganda and totalitarian propaganda. And he writes, while in the totalitarian states, this status of propaganda gives it a unique power over the minds of the people, the peculiar moral effects arise not from the technique, but from the object and scope of totalitarian propaganda. Not from the technique, but from the object and scope of totalitarian propaganda. If it could be confined to indoctrinating the people with the whole system of values toward which the social effort is directed, propaganda would represent merely a particular manifestation of the characteristic features of collectivist morals, which we have already considered. And he continues, if its object were merely to teach the people a definite and comprehensive moral code, the problem would be solely whether this moral code is good or bad. But that's not what we see, is it? We obviously see a collectivist bent at work both here and around the world. But its object is not merely to teach the people a definite and comprehensive moral code, is it? It's more destructive. It's more nihilistic in nature, isn't it? It's infusing society and people with a viciousness and this disregard for common decency and morality and ethics. The strangest things are happening. Complete disregard. Just as a brief aside, I was astonished before all of this nonsense started unfolding at how many people will yell at you across a room when you walk into an establishment, any kind of an establishment. You know, if it's a place that they don't own themselves, it's not an owner-operator kind of thing. People are now yelling at you from across the room. And it's just bizarre. It's very indiscreet. It makes me very uncomfortable. I can feel myself starting to sweat. People shout, you know, my business is not everyone else's business. It's very indiscreet. It's, you know, it reminds me of clothing that has the undergarments on the outside, or architecture that seems to have, you know, the undergirding on the outside. This is the reversal of society. It's very destructive and of a nihilistic force. And now it's even worse. Obviously, people have been habitualized into this so-called social distancing, which is antisocial. We're getting used to seeing fewer people, and people are stressed out in ways that they don't consciously acknowledge, I think. And so now it's worse, I've noticed. People shouting at people from across the room and justifying it. You know, I asked one person, why are you doing that? Because the product that I sell is here. And I said, well, the customer is over here. So why are you shouting at the customer? Because, you know, job security says the customer is all right, always right, as we used to say, unless for some reason the customer is completely out of his or her mind, in which case we reserve the right to refuse service, blah, blah, blah. But can we just get back to a sense of common decency? And that is being obliterated, I would say. It's not a, you know, the object of this propaganda is not to teach the people a definite and comprehensive moral code, as Hayek pointed out. You know, if that were the case, the problem would be solely whether this moral code is good or bad. And it's the obliteration of all moral and ethical standards, the acceptance of all things. It's not just tolerance. You have to accept all things. You have to accommodate all views and all, you know, manner of debauchery, really, is what it comes down to. Or you are, you know, some kind of horrible person, whether you're a racist or a fascist or whatever. And so Hayek writes, we have seen that the moral code of a totalitarian society is not likely to appeal to us, that even the striving for equality by means of a directed economy can result only in an officially enforced inequality, an authoritarian determination of the status of each individual in the new hierarchical order. Do you feel that happening in America? And that most of the humanitarian elements of our morals, the respect for human life, for the weak, for the individual, generally will disappear. Are we seeing this? Is this happening in America? We've been talking about this for more than 4 years now. Remember before the 2016 election, I said, this, I think, is in view. Like, seriously. Talk more when we come back. Stick around.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. I think we're there, and there is a point, there's a moral to the story we'll get to, but gosh, you know, the black screen sure help a lot with this kind of stuff. So continuing, the striving for equality by means of a directed economy can result only in an officially enforced inequality. I think we're seeing that pretty clearly. Now there's a push toward the $15 an hour minimum wage, which well, folks like Milton Friedman, I think, did a good job of explaining why that's extremely detrimental. It will destroy free enterprise, essentially. Great for Lowe's, great for Home Depot, great for Walmart. Bad for small businesses. And, you know, you have the economic hitmen in our midst anyway. You know, the Skull and Bones types, the Eddie Lamperts, corporate raiders destroying stalwart brands like Sears and Kmart in our midst as well. Indetectable by most people. So, an authoritarian determination of the status of each individual in the new hierarchical order. Seems, you know, I mean, there is a lot of accusatory language being, a lot of accusatory rhetoric being thrown about. But it seems that the dialectical process is in full effect. Regardless of which side is pointing, we're just continuing to ratchet up the march toward the authoritarian determination of the status of each individual in the new hayekical order, as Hayek puts it, and that most of the humanitarian elements of our morals, the respect for human life, for the weak, and for the individual generally, will disappear, Hayek writes. And I think we're seeing that. I had an occasion to patronize, or attempt to anyway, a U-Haul store. U-Haul is turning into, I mean, the ghettoization of America is no more evident, I think, than in the U-Haul brand. It's pretty atrocious. And they've done some things over the years, I think, to clean up the brand. But most recently, it's just evidence of, you know, the ghettoizing of America. And then there will be the contingent that is ostracized and pushed out and who knows, you know, bus to other cities, like we've heard. The Guardian has done their piece, you know, over a series of years telling us that we're busing homeless people from city to city. Here's a one-way ticket, you know. Don't like San Francisco? Here's a one-way ticket down to Florida. And then another one-way ticket from there up to Myrtle Beach, and then a one-way ticket, you know, it's very strange. But, you know, the ghettoizing of America obviously creates some opportunity for real estate speculators. So, you know, the gentrification then follows, and a nice new technocratic smart city will replace the ghettos that are popping up everywhere. Not all of them, obviously, but, you know, the few in the selected areas. The rest will be rewilded, according to Murray Strong's 1992 Rio Earth Summit vision. But to me, the thing that is perhaps most alarming is this idea that the humanitarian elements of our morals, the respect for human life, for the weak, and for the individual generally will disappear. I don't know about you, but I feel so. Just maybe I'll wait until the other side of this break. But, you know, to tell the story, the simple version of the U-Haul story is people that work there just don't care. And they don't care that what they're doing is, I would say, logically insane. Oh, we can't tell you what pricing is. It's on the wall behind you there. And, you know, you have to, if you want to try to do something online, you have to hold for a long time. And then you get the questions, you know, what's your phone number? What's it? Well, I'm sorry, sir, we have to start an order. No, I just want to know if you have this piece of equipment available at this location for this amount of time. And it's something that doesn't happen anywhere else. You know, when you think about it, you don't go to the grocery store and there isn't someone standing there with their hand up. Stop. I need your phone number. We need to start an order before you come in and shop for groceries. Well, you know, we just need to know. It's bizarre. It's absolutely bizarre. This doesn't happen anywhere else, and this is being normalized. And then they say, you know, we can't tell you pricing. If you go in, there's pricing on the wall. You can't tell me what's on the wall behind you? Well, not specifically. Did I ask for specifics? I'm the customer. Does it matter? No, it doesn't matter. Is your property and so, well, we'll be right back. Stick around.
Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you.
We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. So, continuing, The End of Truth, Chapter 11, and Hayek's Road to Serfdom. He writes, the moral consequences of totalitarian propaganda, which we must now consider, are, however, of an even more profound kind. They are destructive of all morals because they undermine one of the foundations of all morals, the sense of and the respect for truth. And, you know, it, fosters a sense of godlessness. Because, you know, if you follow what Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no one comes to the Father but by me. It's always fascinating to me, you know, to hear someone talk about truth. I always feel like the term truth and Christ are synonymous in the conversation. You know, what is true for you is not true for me, or, you know, my truth, this, that. It's interesting how, you know, the relativist discussion will apply the same sort of thinking, Christ. But it's, you know, in my, I'll just say in my opinion, though I don't think I need to couch it that way, it fosters a sense of godlessness in society. The sense of and the respect for truth are eroded in an environment of totalitarian propaganda. It's one of the consequences, as Ziyak points out. From the nature of its task, totalitarian propaganda cannot confine itself to values, to questions of opinion and moral convictions in which the individual always will conform more or less to the views ruling his community, but must extend to questions of fact, where human intelligence is involved in a different way. This is so, first, because in order to induce people to accept the official values, these must be justified or shown to be connected with the values already held by the people, which usually will involve assertions about causal connections between means and ends. And second, because the distinction between ends and means, between the goal aimed at and the measures taken to achieve it, is in fact never so clear-cut and definite as any general discussion of these problems is likely to suggest. And because, therefore, people must be brought to agree not only with the ultimate aims, but also with the views about the facts and possibilities on which the particular measures are based. I feel like we can use that as a lens to view the coronavirus, the COVID-19 nonsense. I think it makes it pretty clear. And all facts, logic, truth, they go out the window. And we see propaganda and counter-propaganda. And for that matter, you know, not to, I don't know, burst any bubbles or anything like that, but, you know, I've mentioned the work of the hierarchy a few times recently. I don't, you know, recommend it per se, but I think we're at the point now where, you know, might as well just throw it all out there. And so, as I have mentioned, from the work of the hierarchy, which, I mean, if you want to, you know, people want to talk about the Jews, the, you know, the Sabbateans, the Sabbatean Frankist contingent, the, you know, the, what do you call them? I don't know, the Black Pope or the, oh my goodness, what's wrong with me? You know, what's his name? Adam Weishaupt. He was a Jesuit priest. The Jesuits, this group, that group, you know, I agree with what Bill Cooper said, but to be even more specific, it's all in the work of the hierarchy. It's all there. It's those folks that Bill Cooper referred to that are cooperating and collaborating in coordination with this plan, capital P, that the work of the hierarchy talks about. That's it in a nutshell. We don't need to fight about it, and that's probably as much as we need to know about it. The rest, I think, should be prayer and perhaps, you know, Ephesians chapter 6 kind of work. But in the section titled "There Is a Plan," under number 9, the results of the work accomplished in the 7 fields can be clearly seen. Item D states, progress from the old ways and ideas into the new has produced a natural division of intelligent men and women into 2 general and basic attitudes, the conservative and the progressive. Wait a minute. What? Conservative and the progressive? Yeah, the devil knows, this bifurcated struggle, Marxist struggle, if you will, is outlined in the work of the hierarchy. This applies in all fields of human affairs, producing clarifying comparisons, which bring opportunity of choice, therefore opportunity for improvement. So we're moving on this so-called progressive continuum. It's actually regressive because, you know, in, call it Orwellian linguistic fashion, you know, everything is turned upside down and backwards. So the progressive bent is regressive in nature, and it's predominantly that narrative that we hear, obviously, in most of the, you know, from the Rachel Maddows and the so on and so on, Don Lemons, et cetera, et cetera. And then you have Fox News and some other, you know, somebody asked me, you know, what is a good source for reliable news and information? Gosh, I don't know, because it's predominantly propaganda from almost every corner. It's absolutely insane. I will say the article by Phil Hart was level-headed. Where is that? Yeah. Larry sent that to me back on the 4th in News with Views. That's probably worth a read. Coronavirus, an emergency or no? Representative Phil Hart, Idaho State Representative Phil Hart, spent 8 years in the Idaho State Legislature. I believe his book is Constitutional Income, Do You Have Any, right? So he concludes the article saying, if our commissioner, and it's a very, I think it's a very level-headed treatment of the subject matter, but he concludes, and so read it, I don't want to sort of foment any hyperbolic response. I think it was very level-headed. He tried to do the opposite of this totalitarian propaganda thing that I'm talking about. And he wrote, if our county commissioners, our city council members, our health agency board members, and the myriad of other government actors continue to ignore the reality that the COVID-19 numbers of hospitalized and deaths are no more significant than an average flu season, it's actually less, according to the CDC, as we know, but that notwithstanding, he continues, we the people need to organize in our corporate and sovereign capacity as the militia. This is an interesting conversation. Who's having this conversation? Since day one of this republic, he writes, each and every adult citizen who is eligible to vote is a member of the unorganized militia. We the people are the sovereigns. The number one responsibility of the militia is to enforce the laws of the union. And we have seen in this article how the laws of the union are being violated every minute of every day by those who took an oath to defend the Constitution. And then he adds clarification, which I endorse, for a detailed discussion as to how we the people can lawfully organize into militia units. Please see Dr. Edwin Vieira's books entitled Constitutional Homeland Security, The Sword and Sovereignty, the Constitutional Principles of the Militia and the Several States, and 13 Words, The Second Amendment. Dr. Edwin Vieira has a PhD in chemistry from Harvard University, is a Harvard Law School graduate, and today believes that organizing the unorganized militia is our path back to constitutional government. Problem is, we've all been infected with this mind virus, I think, to some extent. I will admit, I feel plagued by it. The dehumanizing of everyone. And, you know, this devolving into us and them vicious rhetoric. The ideological subversion that Yuri Bezmenov talked about. And so how do we restore our compassion for one another? Where are the loyalties? Where are the allegiances? It seems more and more the allegiances are for just about everybody to things and to people, in many cases, they've never actually met. And that is bizarre. That's unnatural. That's a perversion of reality, I dare say. Which reminds me of Jordan Peterson's point on Jocko Willink's podcast, how a totalitarian state is actually formed. How did that work? What did he outline? Maybe we should play that again. How a totalitarian state is actually formed. What does it look like? We are so steeped in the personality ethic rhetoric that, you know, this distinction that Stephen Covey made, the character ethic versus the personality ethic. The character ethic was done away with effectively at the turn of the 20th century, unless you have been able to hang out in these enclaves where there are no black screens predominantly. Then you're mostly safe from it, I think, or more safe than if you're around these black screens. But it's just, we've been, I mean, I see it all over the place. And even people that think they are operating on their own volition are just constructs of this personality ethic rhetoric in many cases. It's very, very sad. We are largely these hollowed out husks. We don't have any substance that is, you know, our own. We are increasingly encouraged to, you know, that's abnormal. You shouldn't hold on to any sense of your individuality. You should express it in some pop culture collectivist sort of form, whatever that may be. And I won't give examples. I'm not trying to give anybody a hard time, but you know, that's what's happening. And there is no push toward the, you know, rewarding of intelligent thought and intellectual fortitude, or trying to reason things out for yourself, and then maybe talking to friends and family, colleagues and so forth, people you respect about that. But then, you know, that's exactly what Frederick Taylor Gates said, right? So many years ago, we don't need any more philosophers or men of letters or doctors or lawyers. We already have enough of that. So continuing from Hayek's Road to Serfdom and then moving on, from the nature of its task, totalitarian propaganda cannot confine itself to values, to questions of opinion and moral convictions in which the individual always will conform more or less to the views ruling his community, but must extend to questions of fact, where human intelligence is involved in a different way. This is so first because in order to induce people to accept the official values, these must be justified or shown to be connected with the values already held by the people, or given to the people, right? Forced upon the people, which usually will involve assertions about casual connections between means and ends. And second, because the distinction between ends and means, between the goal aimed at and the measures taken to achieve it, is in fact never so clear-cut and definite as any general discussion of these problems is likely to suggest. And because, therefore, people must be brought to agree not only with the ultimate aims, but also with the views about the facts and possibilities on which the particular measures are based. And isn't that what we're seeing? I mean, like I said, isn't that exactly what we're seeing with the COVID-19 discussion? It doesn't have to make sense. You just have to agree. The ultimate aim, you have to, people must be brought to agree, not only with the ultimate aims. We have to have a vaccine. Everyone must be vaccinated. But also with the views about the facts and possibilities on which the particular measures are based. And dissenting views will not be permitted. Is it me, or are we seeing this? And it's very dehumanizing. And it destroys critical thought. And that gets back to the point about the U-Haul visit. So, stick around. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong.
Welcome back. Listening to Jordan Peterson in the break there, how a totalitarian state is actually formed. We're definitely going to play that at the top of the next hour. For now, let's go to the phones. John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning.
Morning, John.
Man, you've got me in some deep thought. You started off with the U-Haul story, and how many of us have not been there before?
Yeah.
What comes to mind, Chris, is when I go to a part shop for truck part, you go to the parts window and you say, I'm looking for this. What'll it cost me? And you get something like, well, I'll have to look into it and let you know tomorrow. So the prices are subject to change, I guess, at any time, which is why they've got to start your order at U-Haul, because depending on what vehicle is where depends on whether or not they've got to get it out, which means that the price could change by the hour. So
well, these days,
the order.
These days it's absolutely, you know, that I think is definitely part of it. Absolutely. Because they're, you know, for specific pricing, they're, you know, and it comes down to mileage and some other things in a lot of cases, but that's definitely a factor these days. And that's, you know, there's some opportunism there. That, you know,
there's a lot
is,
there, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, it's almost like they're taking a lead from anyone else. You can't get a straight answer. It's very difficult to get anyone to give you a straight answer on anything.
And the sleight of hand, you know, in that particular instance, like you said, I mean it's self-evident, you know. The sleight of hand is self-evident in the lack of answers and the lack of transparency, so to speak, if we want to use that word anyway.
The sad part is that the people that are running the store don't really have any idea. That's what they're taught. That's what they're trained.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Yep.
And they really...
I got a manager's card. Someone gave me here's our manager's card. I said, but he doesn't set the policies either. You guys have some flexibility per location, but not really. So you guys should be thinking about what you're saying, that what you're saying is absolutely absurd.
Ridiculous, yeah. And even if you see what you're looking for sitting out in the yard,
yeah.
You know, if you're looking for a single axle trailer or you're looking mm-hmm. for a moving van, and you know that's what I wanted, that's what I
exactly.
need, there it is. And
mm-hmm.
you go in and you say, can I rent that?
Yeah.
You're likely to hear, no, I'm sorry, I can't rent that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Really,
maybe.
It's amazing. Yeah, we got to start
is.
An order first. You know,
yeah.
Here's something to think about, okay? There's a, you know, I drive a truck. I'm on the road a lot, but I'm also in town a lot.
Can you hold that thought, and we'll do it on the other side of this break?
Sure.
All right, sure. Hold that thought. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up right after this short break.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.